松江区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习12。
Part 1. Listening. 1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose the right picture. One. It took the passengers a long time to get on the plane.
Two. Jack often relaxes himself by reading newspapers when he is off work.
Three. How wonderful it is to go camping with my friends in the countryside.
Four. Having a rich breakfast in the morning is very important for our health.
Five. After school, Mary loves feeding and playing with her little puppy at home.
Six. Lily is good at cooking, and she always cooks delicious food for her family.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. It is Monday today. Are you going to leave for Beijing tomorrow?
No, I'm going to leave for Beijing the day after tomorrow.
Question. When is the woman going to leave for Beijing? It is Monday today. Are you going to leave for Beijing tomorrow?
No, I'm going to leave for Beijing the day after tomorrow.
Question. When is the woman going to leave for Beijing? Eight. Hey, Sue. How was your trip to London?
Very good, but it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai when I was away?
Oh, it was very hot and sunny.
Question. What was the weather like in London when Sue was there?
Hey, Sue. How was your trip to London?
Very good, but it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai when I was away?
Oh, it was very hot and sunny.
Question. What was the weather like in London when Sue was there?
Nine. I am travelling to Paris on flight AF-115. Do I check in here?
That's right, sir. Can I see your ticket and passport, please?
Okay.
Question. How is the man travelling to Paris?
I am travelling to Paris on flight AF-115. Do I check in here?
That's right, sir. Can I see your ticket and passport, please?
Okay.
Question. How is the man travelling to Paris?
Ten. Excuse me, madam. I'd like to complain something to you.
What has happened?
I bought this book here yesterday, but when I read it, I found some pages missing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll give you a new one.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Excuse me, madam. I'd like to complain something to you.
What has happened?
I bought this book here yesterday, but when I read it, I found some pages missing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll give you a new one.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
Eleven. I feel bored. Shall we go shopping?
I'd rather stay at home. Men hate shopping, you know.
Then let's go to the museum.
Sounds good.
Question. What are they most probably going to do? I feel bored. Shall we go shopping?
I'd rather stay at home. Men hate shopping, you know.
Then let's go to the museum.
Sounds good.
Question. What are they most probably going to do?
Alice, Alice, wake up, don't cry.
Oh, I saw a huge dog running after me, but I couldn't move.
Don't worry, it was just a dream. Go back to sleep.
Question. Why did Alice cry?
Alice, Alice, wake up, don't cry.
Oh, I saw a huge dog running after me, but I couldn't move.
Don't worry, it was just a dream. Go back to sleep.
Question. Why did Alice cry? I am feeling tired and I can't sleep well.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days.
You need to have a blood test.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? I am feeling tired and I can't sleep well.
How long have you been like this?
2 or 3 days.
You need to have a blood test.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
I went to watch the performance at Shanghai Grand Theatre yesterday.
What did you think of it?
To tell you the truth, I played games on my iPad mini from the beginning to the end.
Question. What does the man mean?
I went to watch the performance at Shanghai Grand Theatre yesterday.
What did you think of it?
To tell you the truth, I played games on my iPad mini from the beginning to the end.
Question. What does the man mean?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. A garden sale is a popular activity in America. When people do not want their old books or clothes, they collect them and sell them in the garden outside their home. Sometimes it takes place in a garage where cars are parked, so it is also called a garage sale. A garden sale doesn't have to be huge. One family or even one person can hold a garden sale. They may publish the news of the sale in a local newspaper. Some families also put signs on nearby streets to direct people to their house. And as simple as that, they have a garden sale. For people with little money, garden sales are a good way to find useful things for their family. They can buy their kid a toy car or a football at a very low price. Other people go there to find something special for their collection, like stamps and old money. Businessmen also go to garden sales. They may find a beautiful old carpet. After it is repaired, it will be worth a lot of money. Garden sales are an important part of Americans' lives. They are fun and help protect the environment. Old things find new homes, so they are not thrown away. A garden sale is a popular activity in America. When people do not want their old books or clothes, they collect them and sell them in the garden outside their home. Sometimes it takes place in a garage where cars are parked, so it is also called a garage sale. A garden sale doesn't have to be huge. One family or even one person can hold a garden sale. they may publish the news of the sale in a local newspaper. Some families also put signs on nearby streets to direct people to their house. And as simple as that, they have a garden sale. For people with little money, garden sales are a good way to find useful things for their family. They can buy their kid a toy car or a football at a very low price. Other people go there to find something special for their collection, like stamps and old money. Businessmen also go to garden sales. They may find a beautiful old carpet. After it is repaired, it will be worth a lot of money. Garden sales are an important part of Americans' lives. They are fun and help protect the environment. Old things find new homes, so they are not thrown away.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. If you are sitting at a desk, writing an article, stop for a moment and think. Could a robot or a machine do this job better? The answer might be yes. Here are three jobs that robots are likely to take the place of in the coming future. Believe it or not, writers are among them. Many of the news articles you've read over the last few years might have been written by software. Some of the world's most famous magazines, such as Forbes, for example, regularly run computer-written articles. Does this mean we'll see a future with no human writers? Well, it could be. Drivers are also probably less needed, because driverless cars are here. And they are being tested in a few US cities. They're better than human drivers in some ways. They don't have blind spots. They don't get sleepy, and they don't get distracted. So driverless cars seem to provide a safer and cheaper performance. Cashier seems like a clear example of an occupation that a robot machine can also take the place of. Today, many supermarkets and department stores have cashiers with self-checkouts. It's said that the number of self-checkout machines may be as high as 335,000 by 2020. They do help the checkout lines move quickly, although they have some problems. If you are sitting at a desk, writing an article, stop for a moment and think. Could a robot or a machine do this job better? The answer might be yes. Here are three jobs that robots are likely to take the place of in the coming future. Believe it or not, writers are among them. Many of the news articles you've read over the last few years might have been written by software. Some of the world's most famous magazines, such as Forbes, for example, regularly run computer-written articles. Does this mean we'll see a future with no human writers? Well, it could be. Drivers are also probably less needed, because driverless cars are here. And they are being tested in a few US cities. They're better than human drivers in some ways. They don't have blind spots. They don't get sleepy, and they don't get distracted. So driverless cars seem to provide a safer and cheaper performance. Cashier seems like a clear example of an occupation that a robot machine can also take the place of. Today, many supermarkets and department stores have cashiers with self-checkouts. It said that the number of self-checkout machines may be as high as 335,000 by 2020. They do help the checkout lines move quickly, although they have some problems.